Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this first day of winter 2022, December 21st, 2022, 20 minutes past the hour, 21 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. And we thank Lizzie Post for joining us in hour number one to discuss holiday etiquette. Now, did that help anybody? It helped me tremendously because I worry about stuff like that, giving a gift, getting a gift, so on and so forth. Now, somebody was trying to call us in hour number one there. And remember, if the line just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So send me a, or give me a call now. You can, see, we had the Christmas party last night, so I'm still half asleep. 740-751-4038. Did anybody get a chance to listen to the Christmas party last night on the radio here? My goodness, did we have a good time. We had Mary Ellen Withrow, and we had Buckeye Guy, and we had Mike Wilson, and Glenn Coble came back for it, and Sean and Terry were there, and Linda and her significant other, Ed, was there. And Bob Welsh came in with his wife and his two kids. And Pastor Craig was there last night. We just had a wonderful one. Lots of food. We had pizza. We had pop. We had breadsticks. We had cookies. All kinds of cookies. We had a meat tray and cheese tray. And it was just wonderful. A true celebration of the holiday season. And we sang and laughed, and it was just, you know, it was one of those magical moments, really. I don't know that we get those all too often, but last night was a magical moment. Did anybody get to listen to that last night? If you did, on Facebook Live or via the internet, give me a buzz. What did you think of the party last night? How did it sound from an outsider's point of view? Listening to it on the radio or on Facebook Live, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's unfortunate what happened in... here we go. Well, somebody listened to that party last night that we were reveling in. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me. I finally got you back in.
Oh, good, good. What was the problem?
You had to call the internet, and when you do that, you talk to people, I guess you can't understand. It takes like a day or something, a long time to get it back. So, but could you just talk a couple minutes about the fruitcake toss, because I didn't get to hear anything about that.
Oh, sure.
And was there ever anything in the paper? Because in 11 days, I've got the paper only 5 of those 11 days.
Well,
so the delivery is terrible.
Well, I'll tell you. No, I don't think there ever was anything in the paper. Now, we did send them the results as well. Now, why they're not publishing anything, I'm not really sure. Because to be honest with you, they're not even responding. And I've never had that issue before in my life where they didn't respond. So I don't know. I really don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah, because... In 11 days, I've got the paper, about half. I got it like 6 days, 5, I haven't got it. And I keep calling them. I ask for a different delivery person because he goes to work, I think he said at 6:30 in the morning, and he gets off at 3. Well, why aren't you delivering the paper after 3? I don't know what he's doing with this. And I had trouble before this, but I said there's no snow on the roads. When it gets bad, I'm never going to get the paper. And, what else was it? Oh, and I had left you a message that if you had any clippings about your time in the radio, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
If you could copy those, and I get those before, I haven't sent that FCC paper because I'm waiting to get something else. And I think Sebby's paper, it mentioned you with those trees.
Oh,
the
yes,
sale,
yes.
The Y Man.
Yes, I saw
so
that.
So I cut that out and stuff. But I wanted something, because yesterday they, Jeff Roos, they had him on the front page.
Well, yeah, and I didn't under... Well, I mean, I'm glad Jeff was on the front page, but I read that article, and I really didn't understand what that was really all about. I don't know. Jeff is great. I love Jeff. Jeff and I are good friends. But I was that just that he's in radio? I didn't really understand the article,
well,
I guess.
Let's see. Are they doing that every... Well, right before that, they had a Mr. Kennedy. I think he does it from his house. His radio station.
Yeah, they
and
operate
that's the
from.
One I believe that Jeff is working with.
Yeah, and
only a couple hours or so a week, but the guy does it from his house, and I think it's that YZO or something.
Right, right.
And I think it had to do with him, and Jeff, I guess, is on his station or something, like a couple, few hours or something a week.
Well, they,
and,
they
but they had that Mr. Kennedy on right before. Jeff, they did on the front page and did a thing with him, and
maybe they have some kind of relationship with that radio station now. I don't know. Maybe that's what's going on.
Well, I think he does the sports. I think for WMRN yet, doesn't he?
No. Jeff is no longer affiliated with WMRN.
Well, then he's doing them for this radio station then, because he still does those.
Yes.
I think in the write up it said he still does those. And I was going to tell you, when I was on Fox News the other day, it gives a 10 worst or gifts you wouldn't want to get for Christmas, and guess what the second one was?
Oh, fruitcake.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I'm not the only one. It's awful.
Well, I can tell you the first one was deceptive items bought at discount. I suppose, like, something, you know, you get it and it doesn't work. And they listed the 10. I wrote them down. But, you know, if you could just talk a couple minutes, but when... The TV, when it was booked on last night, I got you guys, and I thought the show was from a long time ago. You must have been doing that Christmas show. So I turned it off. I didn't know you were doing your Christmas show.
Yeah, we did it last night, 7 to 9.
Well, I thought it was from years past, so I went on the, you know, when he was trying to get it to work and stuff, because you have to call these people, and then they have you on the phone, I think, forever. With that internet, and then you can't understand them. He said it's a mess. So, but I'm going to listen. If you could just say a couple minutes about the fruitcake toss, you know, who won and all this and stuff, because before it would interrupt and shut off.
Yeah, I will do that. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Yes, the winner. Well, first of all, I want to say the article on Jeff Ruth was very nice, and I guess maybe that's something the Marion Star does now, just profile people. Maybe that's what it is. So very good. I think that's very nice. You know, we need to highlight other media sources. Now, why they never did anything on the fruitcake toss and why they're not responding to emails, I don't know. I even sent them an email asking if they were getting the emails. Got nothing. So I don't know what's going on there, but, you know, to each their own, that's the way they go. And I guess if people are only getting the Marion Star, you know, 3 out of 5 days or whatever it is, maybe it's not all that bad. Oh, my goodness. Okay, the fruitcake toss. The winner of the fruitcake toss was a gentleman named Ed Pickett. And Ed threw, I believe, for 61 feet. And he did very well. Now, Sheriff Bales was there. Judge Edwards was there. Jack Kellogg was there. Former Mayor Kellogg was there. Police Chief Jay McDonald was there. And a whole host of other people. A lot of people from the station were there. A lot of people who listened to the station were there. We had a good crowd. We were over at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in the front yard. And people threw between 30 and 60 feet. But Ed Pickett was the big winner, 61 foot. And it didn't rain. Thank goodness. I think we all had a good time, so it was a lot of fun. So that was the fruitcake toss. Now, we'll talk more about the fruitcake toss on Friday, because Linda has all the numbers. And she'll be in on Friday with me, and we'll talk more about the fruitcake toss probably between 11 and 1 on Friday. So there you go. But that's the fruitcake toss. Now, again, if anybody has any questions, did anybody listen to that Christmas special last night? I tell you, we had so much fun. Now, I don't know if anybody got to listen, but give us a review if you did get to listen to it last night. 740-751-4038. Everybody was having a good time in that room last night, and everybody sang, and everybody laughed. And, there was a wonderful moment at this thing last night, Christmas party. I'll never forget this. So, and I don't know if you could hear it on the air or not. You probably could because the microphones were open. But we got to the second hour where we all sing. And Glenn usually leads us in singing because Glenn used to be a member of a folk trio group or something of that nature. And so Glenn, we're about on the third song, and the third song was I'll Be Home for Christmas. So we're all getting ready to sing I'll Be Home for Christmas, and he started to sing, and Mary Ellen said to him, Mary Ellen Withrow, God bless her heart, she turned to him and said, you're a little low. And I'm telling you, she laughed, I laughed, Sean laughed, Terry was laughing, Pastor Craig was laughing, and I couldn't even get through the song. It was so funny, and Mary Ellen just let him know he was a little low, and it was one of, I'll never forget that moment as long as I live in Christmas party history. Glenn, you're a little low. My goodness. Well, anyway, but anything give us up here. 740-751-4038. Now, I did go in last night, obviously, to the office, and I got the Christmas cards finally. So let's go through the Christmas cards here. Let's open up Christmas card number one. And I appreciate everybody who sends us a Christmas card. Now, remember, there is still time, 523 South Prospect Street. Put your return address in the card, and I will get you a card back. Now, I will be at the studio Friday, so if you still want to give a Christmas card, I will be there. Oh, this is a beautiful card. It says, Happy Holidays on the front, and it's got some birds all dressed up with scarves and hats and on candy canes. And on the inside, it says, May your days be merry and bright. May all of you at WGH have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Love and blessings, Trish Franklin. Trish, thank you so much. Oh, and there's a beautiful, it looks like a crocheted cross in this. Well, what a beautiful gift. Thank you so much, Trish. We will get you a card back out in the mail as soon as possible. All right, let's go on to our next card here. Well, I feel like Johnny Carson and Karnak opening up these cards. These are beautiful, beautifully wrapped, enveloped cards. Here we go. Well, let's see if I can get the card out of the envelope. Oh, this is a very nice card. It's kind of embossed. It's got some bird. I believe one's a cardinal here. And another bird on the card. Very nice. Nice wintry scene. We open up the card here. Greetings of the season and best wishes for the new year. Counting down to Christmas and the return of Laddie Boy's dog collar. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you so much. And that comes from one of our listeners, and we thank her for that. Well, everybody, I think, is waiting for Laddie Boy's dog collar to come back. You know, that came up last night at the Christmas party. Bob Welsh now gave us a plaque to give to the returner of Laddie Boy's dog collar. You've only got 10 days. You better return that dog collar. It's a $5,000 reward. 10 days left. Well, this is from Pat. Thank you so much, Pat. Merry Christmas. I saw Pat yesterday in the grocery store. Beautiful card. All right, what else do we have here? We have another card. Let's get in the... I thank everybody so much who sends these cards. And I thank you for being out there listening. You know, it's a very, very nice thing. Okay. Let's see here. Nice red envelope here. Let's open this up. It's like Christmas morning here already this morning. Well, if I can get this out. There we go. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. And it's got a nice little dog on the front in front of a chimney or in front of a fireplace with stockings on it. Oh, look at this. Hoping someone would put some more money in there. It's a rhyme. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. Hoping someone would put money in there. Merry Christmas. No money, but have a Junior Frosty on... Oh, every day. Have a Junior Frosty every day on me. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. This is a free Junior Frosty for a year with any purchase? Well, my goodness gracious. Thank you so much, Linda. This is from Linda, and she's been a long-time listener. I think she's been listening to me since the WMRN days, which has been about 20. You know, I'll be in radio 20 years on the 26th. I thought about that the other day. I was trying to remember when I did my first radio stint, and I started the day after Christmas, 2002. So... December 26, 2022, I'll be in radio 20 years. Well, thank you, Linda. What a beautiful thing. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, just let you know, we listened to you last night, and we enjoyed your program. It sounded good.
Oh, good. Now, how was the singing?
It was good, too, Scott. It got you in the Christmas spirit.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Now, did you hear Mike reading Yes, Virginia, and the pastor doing Twas the Night Before Christmas?
Yeah, I think we heard that too, Scott.
Good. Now, did you hear Glenn, or did you hear Mary Ellen tell Glenn he was a little low?
Yeah, we heard that part too.
We were having a good time last night.
It sounded like everybody was having a good time, and everybody was getting in the Christmas spirit. It's always nice to have the old radio gang together and get them all together.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thanks for listening. Thanks, John.
All right, you guys have a good Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye. One of our listeners there, John. Well, thank you, Linda, again, for that Junior Frosty. I'll tell you what, I like the Frosties. I like the strawberry Frosties, and I even like the chocolate Frosties. Well, thank you, Linda. Merry Christmas. All right, one more card here. Ah, it's just like Christmas morning here. Well, this one's beautifully sealed. I might need I need a letter opener. But can you believe that 20 years in radio, that's nuts to me that I've been in radio 20 years. Coming up December 26th. Now, nobody's doing any article on the paper for my 20th anniversary. Just kidding. They got better things to do in the newspaper than write about me. Well, they always write about me, but it's always some nasty story. I don't need a nasty story. And they always put that picture of me in front of the Liberty Bell, which I have no idea what that has to do with radio. I'm just kidding here in the holiday spirit. The paper's done a lot of nice articles on me. So I'm just kidding. I hope they have a sense of humor over there. Yeah, but 20 years. Wonder if somebody will get me a fruitcake for my 20-year anniversary on the 26th. I won't be in the office on the 26th, by the way. That's the day we take... Oh, I should mention that. We will not be on the air Monday or the following Monday because the holiday falls on a Sunday. So that's one of the... New Year's Day and Christmas Day are one of the few days, two of the few days... that we take off every year, so we'll be observing that on the Monday. So we will not be on the air. We'll be on the air Friday, but we will not be on the air the following Monday. So we will not be on the 26th or the 2nd. That's when we're going to observe the holiday. Okay. Oh, I like this card. Well, I like all these cards. This card's got three houses, beautiful Christmas scene, says Merry Christmas. Let's open her up here. It says, Scott and WGH family, however you celebrate this year, hoping the warmth of the holiday traditions fills your home with happiness. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Jeannie Evers, December 25th, 2022. Well, Jeannie, thank you so much, and you know you are always a part of our family and certainly a part of my family, as Charlie was and is, and Angie, and the whole gang for many, many years. So beautiful. Jeannie, Linda, Pat, and Trish, thank you so much for the cards. And I've got the other cards that have come in earlier that I've still got to reply to. But I'm going to get you a card. I know my etiquette's going to be poor because you might get it after Christmas. But I'm going to get you a card. If it's the last thing I do, I'm going to make sure everybody gets a card. You know, there's a... Oh, this is a hook. I wonder if that's an ornament. I bet that is an ornament. I'll hang that on the WGH tree. I'll take that back in Friday and hang that on the tree. I bet that's an ornament, that cross. Beautiful. Beautiful crocheted cross. All right. Okay, we're moving right along here this morning. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Love hearing from you, the listening audience. Is there anybody out there listening who was at the party last night? We had just the best time. So if you listen to it or have anything on your mind right now or, I don't know, anything at this point, give us a buzz. We now know what went on over in LaRue. What a tragic situation that was. A methamphetamine dealer was shot and killed after he fired, I guess, on police officers. Terrible, terrible situation over there. But, you know, you can't fire on people. That's not the way to do business. Okay. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And by the way, I heard yesterday that we broke a streaming record on this station. We had more people listening to this station yesterday via stream than ever before. So thank you for everybody who's doing that. I said it would take 6 months to get fully converted, and we're not at 6 months yet, but boy, you're right there with us, and I appreciate that. Wonder how I should celebrate the 20 years in radio. I don't know. Celebrate some in some way. Maybe get a radio cake. Let's see here. Okay, did we cover all the bases? I think so. I'm still going to read this Phyllis Diller fruitcake thing one day this week. Dolly Parton cake mix. Well, I think somebody's making a Dolly Parton cake tomorrow that I'm going to get to try, so I'll report back on that. I think it's the banana cake. Let's see here. I think we've done it all. We did have a Family Feud question that we did not finish yesterday. So we're going to go back and try to finish this up. I think we still have one answer here. We've got about 17 minutes. Let's see if we can get it in. By the way, don't forget Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 10:15 until 12 noon, and Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 to 1 p.m. Here are the... here's what we had yesterday. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Now we have basketball, football, a pet, and a bike. There's still one answer left. Number three on the list. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball, football, a pet, and a bicycle. Number three on the list is still there. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. What do we got here? Go ahead, caller.
I'll say a sled.
Not a sled, but that's a good guess. Not a sled, but not a bad guess at all. Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball, football, a pet, and a bicycle. One answer left, and it's number 3 on the list. Does anybody know what this answer could be? And are we going to get it in the next 16 minutes? Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Basketball, football, a pet, and a bicycle. It's number 3. Basketball was 1, football was 2, a pet was 4, a bike was 5. Number 3 on the list still remains. Does anybody know what number 3 might be? Name a gift that's difficult to wrap. Now, this is a very common gift at the Christmas time. And they are kind of difficult to wrap, depending on what they are. But a very, very, very common gift. Does anybody know what it might be? Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball, football, a pet, or a bicycle. Well, those are the answers we have. But we still have one hanging out there. What is the answer we do not have? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is number 3 on the list? What is that gift that is difficult to wrap? Does anybody know what it might be? Apparently, it's rather elusive here this morning. A gift that is difficult to wrap. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And remember, you can still send your Christmas cards to 523 South Prospect Street. Make sure you put your return address in the card, and we will get a card back to you. Name something that is difficult to wrap. Something that is difficult to wrap. Well, I think we've stunned the audience this morning. We worked on this one quite a bit yesterday, so that might be why there's a little hesitancy here. Basketball, football, a pet, and a bicycle. Still one answer left on the list, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a large appliance, like a washer, dryer, something like that.
Not a large appliance, but a good guess.
I got a question, Scott. Did you get a card for me?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I didn't put an address on it because I'll go out probably tomorrow and get the mail, so don't send me a card.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because I don't need a card. I just sent one.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll look forward to seeing it.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. A gift that is difficult to wrap. We got a basketball, a football, a pet, and a bicycle. Still one answer left on the list here. What might it be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what that answer might be? A gift that is difficult to wrap. You know, last night we also had the presentations of the Upper Crust Society Awards. Bob Welsh brought the plaques in, and we presented them to Mary Ellen and Buckeye Guy And that was a lot of fun as well. And Bob did such a great job on Buckeye Guy's plaque. It actually played the OSU fight song. I'll tell you, that was something to behold. And Buckeye Guy said it makes that whole College Game Day Hall of Fame thing seem minute to be in the upper crust society. So what fun we definitely had last night at the Christmas party. All right, 49 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody have a guess as to what this final answer might be when it comes to naming a gift that is difficult to wrap? A gift that is difficult to wrap. Does anybody know what it might be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A gift that's difficult to wrap. All right, we're under 10 minutes here. Who's going to come in with the answer? You know, it's a common gift, I would say. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say exercise equipment, like a treadmill or something.
No exercise equipment, but a good guess. No exercise equipment on the list today. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. A gift that is difficult to wrap. What would that be? Basketball was one with 34 answers. Football was two with 19 answers. A pet was number four with seven. A bike was number five with six. But there is still one answer left. Does anybody know what it might be? Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. What is that final answer that nobody has guessed? My goodness, what could it be? What would be difficult to wrap? We had a lot of interesting guesses yesterday in this category. Remember Adam wanted to wrap a plant? Or what else did he say he wanted to wrap? Grapes. He wanted to wrap grapes, of all things. Well, there's still one answer here, and we do not have it yet. Is anybody going to come in with this guess in the final 8 minutes of the program here? Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball, football, a pet, and a bicycle. One answer left. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say a golf set, like the golf bag and stuff.
Not a golf set, but a good guess. No golf set on the list today. A gift that is difficult to wrap. One answer left. Bicycle, basketball, football, and a pet are all on the list, but there is one answer left. What could that one answer be? Does anybody know? A gift that is difficult to wrap. It was number three on the list. 14 people allegedly came up with this answer. What would be something that would be difficult to wrap? Now, again, you kind of have to go back to the recesses of your childhood, or maybe the recesses of the part of your life when you were wrapping a lot of gifts, and say, man, what was a gift that was difficult to wrap? Now, those basketballs and footballs obviously were, and I'm still not sure how you'd wrap a bicycle. A pet, I'm not sure you can wrap a pet. You're going to have holes in that paper or that. Maybe you could put them in a bag, like a bag with a that doesn't shut Maybe you could do a pet like that. But other than that, I'm not sure how you do a pet. One answer left here. It's a common gift at Christmas. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Does anybody know what that might be? Basketball, football, a pet, and a bicycle. Number three still remains. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a gift that is difficult to wrap. Well, this one might be one of those ones that just hangs out there again. We had guesses galore yesterday on this. None of them polished it off. We ended up getting four of them yesterday. But we still have that elusive fifth answer that we do not have yet. A gift that is difficult to wrap. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a child's riding toy. Like these little, anything that a child rides, these little tricycle things or whatever.
No tricycles or anything.
Okay.
No tricycles or anything of that nature. A gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball, football, a pet, and a bicycle are all on the list here, but there is still one answer left. Is anybody going to slide in with that one answer? Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. And again, we want to thank Jeannie and Linda and Pat and Trish for the Christmas cards. We certainly do appreciate that. And again, 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, if you would like to send us a card. We would love to send a card back to you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Well, we only have the one answer left. Now, is this going to carry into a third day? Basketball, football, a pet, and a bicycle. Who's going to get that answer? Number three on the list. Don't forget, Voice of the People with Linda Sims comes up when I'm off the air today from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Now, Linda was at the party last night. She can fill you in on some things that went on. And then Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. You won't want to miss any of that for love nor money. All right. Under 3 minutes here. Name a gift that is difficult to wrap. Basketball, football, a pet, and a bicycle. Those are the answers we have. But there is still one answer left. What is that one answer? Number three on the list here. Go ahead, caller.
Power tool?
No power tools. Good guess.
Time and clue time.
What's that?
I think it's clue time.
Oh, clue time. Okay. This is a hard category, isn't it?
Just give me I'm really good with clue. Teensy weensy little baby one.
Did you hear any of the special last night?
No.
Well, I would give you a clue if you had.
I told you I had a prior engagement.
It was a wonderful special.
I'm sure that it was.
Filled with the holiday spirit.
You know what else is wonderful?
What's that?
Clues.
Well, I'll tell you. It's something.
Okay, here we go.
It's something you would give a child.
Something you would give a child. You would give a child. We already said bicycle, didn't we?
Yeah, bicycle was number 5 on the list.
Oh. Butt whooping?
How do you wrap that?
Exactly. It's hard to wrap.
Fail.
I don't know.
Okay, keep thinking on this one. A gift that is difficult to wrap. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a train set.
Not a train set, but not a bad guess. A gift that is difficult to wrap, and it is for a child. So there is your hint, but we're out of time. Maybe we'll do this again tomorrow for this day. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, your place for holiday fun. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely, and I was in it one year. I played Mother